sing a song, so it'd be, and she said,
2 pounds of
washing powder, 2 pounds
of soap.
Who's
not ready?
Wait, say that. What is that one?
2 pounds of washing powder, 2 pounds of soap. Already, holla Billy Goat.
And is this for hide and go seek?
That's right, Nate holla Billy Goat. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, can you think of any other games that you had?
Let me see. We used to have lots of. Because Mama used to, you know, teach us little plays. She'd play and get out and play with us till she learned it to us. And there we'd be. Some of them I forget some. Mm-hmm. I'm getting them off my mind now.
Did y'all have jump rope?
Sure did. We used to jump rope backward and forward.
Did you have little rhymes that you said as you jumped the rope?
Sometimes. Shoot, Betty, shoot. So and so. So. You know when we go.
They still have a lot of jump rope rhymes. Like when I was in school, we had jump rope
they
rhymes.
They sure do. Because I was looking at a girl jump rope yonder in Jersey when I was up there last year. That was a big old fat girl, but she sure could jump rope good. And she'd run in, you know, in that rope, and she'd jump it. She wouldn't jump on both foot one time. She'd jump, pip-pap, pip-pap, pip-pap. And she could keep up and be saying something, you know, and just jumping that rope, and then she'd whirl around. Yeah, that's what she was doing.
What one's that?
So you
kick out your leg, and then it would say teddy bear, turn all around,
you gonna turn all around. Uh-huh.
And
then
it would
say
teddy bear, you BS, then touch the ground, then it
would
say
teddy bear,
I'm
turning
down, BS, screw,
it.
Then you run out the thing.
Oh, God.
That one's hard. Yellow. Oh, we used to have one when I was growing up, Cinderella dressed in yellow. Still do that one? Went upstairs to see your fella.
Oh, boy.
Papa stole us some nothing about.
Old Cinderella made a great story of her.
Oh, wasn't that great?
It sure did.
What was the other one?
Some lady be out there in
the
clothesline. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Some lady be out there in the
Oh, what's that one?
My mama hanging up clothes. My mama stepped on your mama toe. Did it hurt? And did it be hurt? You say, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that another one that you taught them?
I reckon I did. I done told them so many things. Okay. Me and them be here, and I telling them things. Got them out there playing. Sometime I just have a yard full of children. I'd have to be telling them something.
Well, what, when you were a little girl, did you make your own dolls?
That's right. I sure made my dolls, because Sandy didn't bring me there. And I'd be so angry Sandy wouldn't bring me. You know, I didn't know my poor parents weren't able to get a doll. And it was so many of us, you know. I wanted me a nice, big, nice doll. And every Christmas, I'd make make some doll clothes, I said, and I'd ask Sandy, I beg Sandy to myself, to bring me a doll, please, Sandy. And asked Mama, was Sandy coming? Mama said, well, old Sandy may not be able, I don't know, but if Sandy be able, he'll bring it. So, Christmas night, I'd be sitting up, sometime it raining. Mama said, well, Sandy may not be able to get you tonight because that branch is high down there. And Sandy may fall in the branch if you come. I said, Lord, help Sandy don't fall in with all them toys. If it do, I said, I hope some of them will stay side the foot log so I can get them tomorrow. And the next next day come, no doll. Just heap of candy and all kind of junk. So outdone. So I go in and make me some dolls. Mama used to make us dolls.
How? What would you make them out of?
Out of, she'd take a white huntsman scrap and she'd cut it. She'd make us a nice doll, too. Make his little arms on him and his little small neck and his neat in the waist and his hips. And then his legs, she'd have it made nice, and then make his clothes and put on it.
And she stuff them?
Stuff them, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I said I was going to make me a big old doll for Christmas, but I never did get around to it. I said, I'm going to make me a big old baby doll and set him up on my chair.
Well, how did you make the face?
Mama made the face. You know, she'd make the face straight, and then she'd sew different threads on it for the eyes and for the ears and the mouth and thing. Have it fixed up good.
You ever heard of anyone making a doll? Well, you were there at the festival, make doll out of a grass?
See here, I told the lady when I went by her table that morning, I see all the grass. I had to laugh. Piled up there in her hair, I plied it. And she went to saying, showing me the different things and asking me, did I know? I said, yes, Lord. I said, we used to do this too many times. We'd get that grass, dig it, and shake it, and shake it out, and then we'd comb that hair and plait it and tie the string around the grass, and that'd be one child. Us getting up our children then. And get as many children as we want, then we came to church. That one got his children, the other one got his children. Yes, sir. I see them people with that thing.
But that's great because it doesn't cost any money, but you still have a lot of fun with it.
Sure does. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, when, do you know any lullabies? Did you use, you must have sang lullabies to your kids.
Uh-huh. Go to sleepy mama, baby, don't the booger bell get you. Mama go in the hunt, papa go in the town, leave nobody for the baby.
I had one that my mother sang to me that was pretty similar to that.
Was? Yeah. Well, I declare.
Did you just make them up, or were they ones that you learned from your mom singing them, and then?
You know, it's some you learn from your mom singing, and some of them you learn some from the baby crying and making fuss, and you try to outdo him. You just go to singing something.
Well, can you remember one that your mom sang to you?
Let me see now. They used to sing Bye Old Baby to me, because I used to help sister sing it. I was a big old baby child, and they quit rocking me, because I used to go to sister and get her when I wanted to go to sleep. I'd carry her to the rocking chair and push and tell her, sit down and rock the baby. Sister nursed me. She'd sit down and take me, and then I'd go to sing. I said, sing to the baby now. And then sister go to singing, I go to singing too. Go to sleepy, go to cheapy, mama, baby. I haven't sang.
Oh, you must have been a big baby.
I was.
Oh no. Did your mother or your father ever tell you any stories to get you go to sleep?
Yeah, they used to tell us stories. Sometimes they tell us so many stories I was scared to go to bed.
They tell you ghost stories?
Yeah, they'd be telling us about ghosts. And then I'd go to looking back in the house and they'd have to go in and lay by me on the bed till I go to sleep. Sure would. Yes.
Did they ever tell you any stories about Br'er Rabbit or any of those stories?
Yes. About old... Let me see. Brother Rabbit. Brother Rabbit and, some of that stuff have been so long till I'm about done forgot it. But they told us a lot of stories. The bear, They told us about the bear and the rabbit and the butter. How the bear and the rabbit.
Remember that story?
I remember some of it, because I think the lady had, they had the butter put up. I sent the rabbit to put it up. He went and put it up. And then he come back and he laid down. And the bear was laying down too in the sunshine. It was cold. Every now and then the rabbit would slip up and go eat butter. And then it come back and stretch back out in the sunshine. So after a while, he woke up. He told the bear to go and do something to the butter. So the bear, he didn't have no more sense, and he went. And then he would come back and he lay it down. So the rabbit went back and ate the last piece of butter. And it come back and the butter went to run it out. The butter went to run it out, the rabbit back there. And the rabbit took his hand and smeared that butter off and got right behind the bear and smeared it on the bear back there. So he just smeared the bear good with butter. And then he laid there. Bear, wake up! Bear, wake up! The butter running out of you! And Bear woke up, didn't have no better sense than thought he had the butter.
Oh, that's a good one. the rabbit was always fooling everybody.
You know the rabbit was always cunning. He sure was. Do things and fool them.
There was one story about, I can't remember, but I know he outfoxed the alligator. He had an alligator and he did something to him, and the alligator was so mad.
That's right. And the gopher outdid the... What was that the gopher outdid? The deer. Let me see, it was the deer. It was a deer or the alligator one, but it was a running thing that no that gopher couldn't beat him running. So they got together and they talked. They had them a little conference. And the turtle told the other turtles, "Not what you do. You get to such and such a post. You get to the other." And every time the deer was no the other running thing was to get there, he'd see him. He'd say, "Hear me." And he'd strike out again. And when he got to the end, there he was. And the gopher didn't have much running to do.
he just had 10 of his friends running.
That's it. Yes.
And so he won?
He won. Yes, sir.
Oh, no. Those are good. Do you remember any others? One about an alligator? Do you ever know one of an alligator?
Let me see now. The alligator. Us used to have a song about the alligator. That was our last school breaking up song. Us had a play. And my cousin sung it. And it was Rush Gator Rush. And I mean, they'd be rushing and they'd stop and dance a little bit and they'd swing. But that was a pretty school closing night. And Henry sung that song. Henry sang. He said, "Some people say a gator can't rush, but let me tell you what the alligator done. He rushed round the world by the setting of the sun, and he rushed round the world by something other, but he rushed in hell by the setting of the sun." Said, "Now didn't that gator rush?" And then I'm like, "Hey, didn't that gator rush?"
What school was that?
That was Thompson Valley.
That where you went to school?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, when you went to school, did they let kids out to help in the fields?
Yes, sir. Their parents would take them out when they got ready. You know, and they want no long months of school then, no, huh? One but 3 little months. And
what months did you go to school?
Be December, January, and February. First day of March, it'll be closed. Sure would. And I know some of them times we'd be going to school and look like more briars would grow then than a little bit. And Papa'd be in the field plowing, and we'd be got to go past him. I said, oh, Papa gonna make us come back and cut them briars. And us be trying to slip by. Papa said, y'all didn't cut them briars. They sit and say, Blake, go back and get your hose and cut them. Oh, I said, be so hurt. He said, you go to school tomorrow. And we'd had to go cut them briars. Yes, sir.
And in what grade did it go up to?
I made it up to the 5th grade.
That's
did good in that kind of school we went to. We didn't go to no school straight. I tell these children here, they ought to be up yonder in their books. Going to school, that's all you studied in the road, you and Reese. Going away from my house.
Bye-bye. Well, I know they didn't have school like they have it now, where you go all year practically.
Sure didn't.
Sure
didn't.
You made it up to the 5th. That's great. And you had closing night.
Sure did.
After that, did you just work pretty much full time?
Just worked in the field, you know. Mm-hmm. Be in the field and to the house and wringing straws and getting ready for Christmas and doing like that. But we would always find something to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, what church did you all go to?
Thompson Valley. Mm-hmm. That was our church.
Is that Baptist? Or?
It was a Methodist church. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you all sing in the choir? Or?
No, we didn't have no choir then.
Uh-huh.
So it didn't. We used to go to Sunday school every now and then.
Will they, have you ever been to a revival?
Did That's they right.
They had revivals around?
That's right. We just closed out one last week.
Sure we did. Had one in White Springs, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they the same as they used to be?
Well, our one was very good. You know, we ain't got so many members here now, but then we had a nice revival meeting. It was pretty good. Reviving, it was good. So well, we got 3 mm-hmm. members. Mm-hmm. We baptized the first Sunday.
Mm-hmm. 3 new members?
That's right.
Do y'all baptize in the river? Or
that's right.
Which river?
In Isola River.
Oh, I'd love to come to a baptism sometime. Yeah. Do you have them all the time or just every once in a while?
We have them every year if we can get some members.
At the revival time.
That's right. If any get religion, we'll baptize them.
Do they, who's your minister? Do you have
a Reverend preacher? Reverend Hawkins.
He right from here?
He's from Perry.
Uh-huh.
And from Quincy now, because he moved to Quincy.
What's the baptism like? How?
It's like when, I guess it's like in the time when Peter was baptized. You know, it's very sad. You know, baptism is a sad kind of thing. And, you know, if you're feeling very spiritual and happy, you feel like you could go in the water again. And it used to be in time they would have to keep a lot of them out of that water. But I tell them now, some of them be talking about they're going in the water. I say, I say, ain't nobody going in that river. I say, except some of them men that come in there, they know they're going to bring them out. Yeah. I say, ain't nobody fool enough to run in that river.
They're going to drown.
Because I ain't going in there. No.
Were you baptized in the river there?
No. I was baptized in this pond down this road here.
Uh-huh. Were you scared?
No, I wasn't scared.
To go in?
Huh? Sure wasn't. I was running up to him. Mm-hmm.
And, well, what? Why is a baptism sad? I always thought it was a happy time.
It is a happy time, and it looks sad. Because the way to be dressed, you know, it looks sad. They're all dressed in white, and their mother's in white, and they got on the white caps, and they're going down to the water singing. And I was so tired, I won't ever hardly to sing. I'm going down to the pond the other Sunday. Because I sung long as I could, and I said, I just can't sing no more. I got to try to keep up.
It looks kind of like a funeral almost.
It sure does. Mm-hmm. That's right. It sure does.
Right. But baptism is happy time.
It is a happy time. It sure is. Very happy.
Right. Is there any special songs that you have for baptism?
Yeah, we mostly, when we are going down to baptize, we mostly sing that song about I Love Jesus.
That's a good, one. Right, we had a revival in White Springs, and that was really a good one. I went to record it like I'm doing with you,
and you did.
Really was very really moving. A lot of people really felt.
And when I used to could sing, I'd love to go down with them singing, but my breath was so short. I can't sing and hold out like I used to could, but we used to sing that song going down to the water, and it'd make you feel like just going on in the water.
So you never did a cakewalk, huh?
No, I ain't never did a cakewalk.
How'd you meet your first husband?
I met him, you know. I met him one Saturday night. Down to my aunt's house, right down the road there where that trailer house. She was living over the other side. Me and my mother come down to see her, and they came in from working. They was down in Taylor County, and they came in from working. And after they had went home and took a bath and changed clothes, and he come back up with his brother to his house, and he met me there. He talked with me there, and from then on, me and him talked and talked.
How old were you?
I was about, I reckon, 17 or 18.
And then how long was it before you decided to get married?
Me and him married, I was 20 when I was married.
So you knew each other quite a while before you got married.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you remember when he asked you to marry him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told him I used to make him laugh. And me and my other sister-in-law, she married the baby brother. And when Paul and Bill would be on the job working, us was staying in the house together, you know. And we'd sit down and we'd pick a talk about them. Us talking about them while they gone. I said, sister, I said, you know, I used to think the sun rose in Southern Paul. I said, I believed everything he said. I said, if he had told me to jump in the river, I'd have jumped in because I believe it or got me. She said, me too, and said, Bill, he'd set up there with his old foot turned out like this, and she'd turn her foot out because Bill's slew-footed, you know. And me just laughing. I said, Paul wrote me a letter once, and in his letter said, I am the way, truth, and the light. And no one. I said, I thought he was. I said, and I caught up on him telling a tale.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. And you had how many children?
Had 10 children.
And?
9 lived. And one I lost died. One. That's right.
Right. And how old were you when the first one was born?
I was 20, going on 21.
And then the last one, how old were you when the last one?
I was, uh, I was 41 when the last one born. Mm-hmm. That was Creedy. Mm-hmm. He's the 41 baby. My knee baby says, Mama got a 41 baby.
Oh, no. Well, you, did you have him with a midwife?
That's right.
Right at home?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And, well, who was your midwife?
My mother was with me with the oldest boy and my oldest sister. And with my second one, Miss Emma Claire, she's dead now. All of them's dead. She was with me. And with Manuel, Miss Emma was with me. And with Willie, Cousin Rachel Harris, she was with me.
All different ones.
Uh-huh. And that's the one, Cousin Willie ain't got no birth certificate. She ain't never mustered, didn't turn his name in. And people was living way off. Now, I was way back in Yonah, and she was way out here. And I thought she had already turned his name in, but I done looked and hunted all through the board, and I ain't found it.
So you had to get one later on?
I went to the lawyer in town, and he told me how, he gave me a strip and told me how to send it to them and tell them what to do, and I tell them to send it to Baltimore, Maryland, and he'd get one. And you know them two children sat down and throw that thing away. And I ain't got it yet. I told them, y'all, this was trifling, and that was him and his wife. And I said, y'all could have done got it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, did you have, when you were delivering, did you have any trouble with any of your deliveries?
Not very much.
That's good.
Not very much, because the one who died, it lived about an hour, I believe, and it lived, and then it died. And it was full grown, looked like the rest, but I know it was a little ahead of time, because it was supposed to come here in December, and it come in November. But I kind of know the reason it come, because we had a lot of hogs then, and I went out there to put them in, and Paul had a pen with, you know, you build these pens and you take out two rails and turn them back, and then the hogs could go in that crack and you could slip them two rails back in. Well, I had took the two rails out and I was holding them. And the hogs was just coming round, you know, and jumping in, and one come through here and lammed that rail, them rails, you know, against me, and I felt things when they kicked. But, you know, I put them on in the pen, pinned them on up, and went on. And, you know, I didn't feel no way till the next day. Then I went to feeling funny around there and doing, and then that Friday I was still feeling worse. So that Saturday, I lingered till that Sunday, though. And that Sunday it come here, and it would never cry, it just grunted.
Poor thing. Well, I guess you're lucky to have 9 healthy ones.
Sure.
You know, a lot of them, you know, a lot of people have a lot of trouble.
You know what they're doing then? I was in town yesterday, and I was sitting down looking at a boy. You know, the poor little boy was walking, and he was all twisted up, just like that Mo girl, Gwen. And I said, well, I can say thank God I was lucky. I had all them kids, and they had them. They had to be so pitiful for like that. I said, all of them is normal. I said, able to get him a job anyway. I said, that's good. I suppose when you got one like that, he's pitiful all the time, because you pity that child. Kind of like the poor child we are. Had him with me, Junius, Clark, and his wife, Ray him from a little bit of baby, and he was, you know, not of himself. He was wicked. He was good-hearted, but he just, you know, didn't know how to do things, and he didn't know how to keep his body up. You'd have to all the time be telling him, Juniors, you must get up and take your bath. And he hated to take a bath, poor Junior. He hated to take a bath. When I'd tell him to take a bath, didn't care how pleasant Junior was looking, he'd look mad then. And I wouldn't let him see me laugh for 2 minutes. So I'd tell him again, Junior, now you must take your bath. So to rush him on, I'd put his water, run his water, and put it in the tub, put his soap and stuff in there. And I'd tell him, now your clothes are in there, go in there and take your bath. He'd get up and drag up and go in there and slop off. He wouldn't ever wash good.
Just hated that.
But he was a good child. He was good, friendly, nice to people. Just like if y'all come here and he know you need the fan, he'd be sure and give you a fan. And if you missed and left any of your things, he won't gonna let you get off and leave it. Sure, but he died.
That's too bad. Well, I wanted to, let's see, I wanted to get back to your cooking because I want to get some recipes. How do you cook grits?
I put some water on and according to how many grits I'm going to cook, I put me about a teaspoon heaping up full of salt. Nah, I won't put in all, because sometimes I cook a little bit of grits than that. But I put my salt, season my water. You can taste your water and tell whether it's too seasoned. You don't want it too seasoned. And I taste my water, and then I put it on there and let it go to boiling. I get me a cup half full of grits, or a cup full, and me a spoon, and I stand there and pour grits and stir it. And if it get kind of thick, I'll have me some more hot water in my boiler, and I'll pour water in there and stir it until I get them good and soft and done. And then I'll turn that fire down from under them and close them up. That's some good grits.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Do you ever put anything in them, like cheese or anything like that?
If I want it in there, yeah. I'll put some cheese in there and, you know, stir it up. Stirring my butter up in there if I think I can eat all the grits. I mostly have to give the dogs some of mine when the kids ain't here.
Too much.
Sure is.
How do you cook chitlins?
Oh, I wash my chitlins good and, you know, scald them and wash them good. I pick much of the fat off them as I can get off them. Then put them on and let them cook. I love for them to cook. And put me a little black pepper in there and season them. I don't want them too salty. And let them cook done. I love to put on chitlins if I'm going to cook them. Put them on like this evening and cook them till night and cut the fire from on them and start them off again in the morning and cook them and they'll be so tender look like. Yes, sir, they'd be good then. Mm-hmm. You cook them down low, and then you can take them off and cut them up and eat them, or just eat them whole if you want to.
I've never had chitlins.
I like
them.
I'll
have to try them.
Yeah.
Well, what about cracklin bread? Do you make cracklin bread?
I used to make it.
When you had
home. I got so old, I can't. I have plenty of cracklins right now in my box. I give the dog cracklins sometimes, getting them out the way. And I eat such a small bit. Ain't no need of me cooking the cracklin bread except I cook one little bit of one. And I eat that. But the way you do is the cracklin bread, you take your cracklins. Now if skin's on them, you cut that skin off, cut that meat out, and put that in a little bowl, and let's chip it all up fine, and put you some milk and your crackling bread, a little bit of milk, and you don't have to put no salt in there because your meal got seasoning in it. And put a little bit of flour in it. And pour you some hot water in there, in that meat. Stir it up. Pour it in your meal. Stir it up. Got your crackling bread made. Mm,
sounds good. I've had that. Yeah. I like crackling bread.
Yeah.
Do you cook Hoppin' John?
Hoppin' John. Uh-huh. I used to love Hoppin' John. Man, I loved it.
How do you make that?
You put on your peas and cook your peas first. And then you get you some rice and wash it good. Mm-hmm. And you have right smart a little water in your peas so it won't just stick right down. Mm-hmm. And put your rice in there. Don't put too much rice in your pot. And put your rice in there and then it'll cook. That'll be your Hoppin' John.
Wonder why they call it Hoppin' John.
I don't know. But I used to love for Mama to cook Hoppin' John. Now I don't care nothing about the Hoppin' John. So don't.
I like that now.
Yeah.
Do you cook hogshead cheese?
Cooks it every year. I done quit now, though. Because that lady right over there and that man kill hogs most the whole year round. And they'd be forever giving me hog heads and chitlins until I went to have to go to turn them down. I'd hate it sometimes. I said, Mama always told me don't be turning down things people give you, because sometimes they'll give you something good and you want it and they won't give it to you. So I'd tell them, yes, Mama, I want them. I'd get the chillings. I said, these people think they gonna wake me to death. I said, I ain't gonna be working out there in the cold. I'll go dig me hole and bury them. Bury them chillings.
Oh, no.
And sometime I take my time and clean them because the lady up this road, one leg, and she love them. And I'd clean them and give them to her. Yeah. But when it would be so cold and my leg would be hurting, I said, nah, I ain't got time. So I'd pick the fat off them. And then I'd cam out and get rid of them.
Well, how do you make hogshead cheese?
Take my hog heads and I swinge them good. Get me some shucks, you know, and swinge all that hair off them good and scrape them and wash them. And then I take me some soap and water and wash them good till I get them good and clean. And then I put them on in me a big pot. And the feet, the same way I have the feet. Do them the same way and put them all on and cook them. And when I cook them, then I take them off and let them sit till they get cool, kind of where I can pick the bones out. Then I sit down and pick the bones out and pick out the ears and them bristles. I get them. And the eyes, I throw them away. I give them to the dog. And I get all the skins and gristles and things and make that hog head cheese. And boys, when you making that thing, it smells so good. You go to eating it full time. When you grind it up, it smells good and the meal cut it so good, you know. And I had a heap of it made this year and TJ eat some of it. I give Miss Beulah a little bit and Ethel a little bit. And I kept call myself going to keep some and have it to slice on my bread, and it molded. Oh. And I thought, give it to the dog.
Well, what kind of seasoning would you put in with that?
I put black pepper, salt, black pepper, and vinegar. And you can put onions in it, but I wouldn't put onions in it sometime. Onions will make it spoil quicker when you want to keep it like in a little container. But onions is good in it. It tastes so delightful. make you eat yourself to death.
Well, when you grind it up, then do you have to hang it up for a while?
No, you grind it up.
Uh-huh.
Then you put it in your dish pan or something, you know, it'd be a ball of meat. And you grind it up, and then you crinkle your seasoning, and then take your hand and mix it good, and put your vinegar, or your if you got red pepper vinegar, you put in there, and get it seasoned good. You taste it till you get it seasoned good, and then you get you some little containers, and you can pack them and put them in the refrigerator. And when you want to eat something, you can just get it and cut it out.
Sounds good. Well, you made poke salad. Did you ever make that?
Sure ain't.
That's hard to do, isn't it?
No, poke salad. Not cooking the bush. I don't know nothing about cooking that bush. I used to hear my mother talk about people that cook young poke salad for green. But I ain't never cooked none. I wouldn't try it because I'm scared of it. But now the berries, my older sister said she made wine out the berries. Mm-hmm. Said it was good for old people when they be changing lives. And she drank some of the wine.
And it doesn't hurt her?
Say it didn't. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, Lord. People can drink everything. You know, that thing smelled poison. I have broken it many times and smelled it and wanted to eat them berries. Mama tell us them things was poison, better not eat them.
What about elephant ears?
Oh, I have eaten elephant ears, the root of the elephant ears. It eats so good, used to eat good to me. And it's the worst thing to cook. Us used to go in and dig it. Sometimes we get a root that bigger, sit down and peel them, and they'll just cry, them old things just cry, it's not.
Like an onion?
Yeah, they be as, you know, you pick them up at you, peel them, and there, that's like an old gummy something or other. Mm-hmm. You put them on and boil them. Put them on in your pot, you boil them, and till they get tender kind of. Mm-hmm. Then you pour that water out. That water pour, it's like a pot of okra slime. Whop. You pour that out. Put you another pot of water on. Put them in there and boil them. Boil them, boil them. And you pour that out, it'll pour better. Next time you boil them till you get them done and tender. Then that water will pour out them and they are dry, kind of like a tater then. And you can take them and mash them up, put black pepper in them, season them like you want to eat.
They good?
Sure is.
What did you used to call them something else though, didn't they?
We used to call them tanyons.
Tanyons?
Tanyons, that's what we used to call them. But I think it's a different in them anyhow. Because the ones we called tanyons had a smaller leaf than them great big old elephant ear things. I wouldn't eat one of them. I'd be afraid.
You'd never be able to boil it enough.
And if so, I'd be afraid of it. Sure is. Yes.
What other kind of things could you get right out around here to eat?
Let me see now. The tanya. I used to cook pepper grass.
And what's that?
It's a grass growing in the field in the spring. I don't see it now. But when my children were little and growing up, and I wanted some greens long in the spring, and one old greens plentiful, I'd just get me a pan and go down in a bottom. They grow it in a bottom, and they grow about that high. And there was, had fine looking kind of leaves, and they'd be so tender. And you break them, smell like a mustard, green. That's what they call them, wild mustards.
And you just cook them?
And I'd pick them and pick me a pan full and go home and put on me a shoulder bone or a ham bone and put it in that pot. And then I'd get me some meal and dip me some of that, lick out that pot and pour in that meal, help mix it up, make me some dumplings. Mm. And wouldn't we eat them?
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that was good, too. Oh. I learned another lady how to eat it. She'd be out with her pan picking it, too. She'd taste some I cooked. Great goodness. And now, you know, but the Lord is good. The Lord knows long then times was hard. That was long in Hoover days. Mm-hmm. And that pepper grass was in the field, plenty of it. And now you can't find a sprig no time of year. I looks for it in walking, you know. I just slightly, I said, well, so you don't see that pepper grass that you used to see. Mm-hmm. And you used to could, my husband used to go out to one of these oak trees sometime and he'd take his fishing pole and lamb up the tree and knock, and them sweet-smelling blue worms would drop. They sure got them some good cologne on them. They smell sweet. You can tell, you know, when one fall, you could tell he was down there somewhere. He got a light streak up his back. He a green, but he got a light streak up his back. And he'll go to going in the grass when they fall. But they get there, and there was plenty of them there. And go to that river, and this time he come back home, my old great big dish pan, he'd have it full of them perches that wide. Ooh, he'd just have so many perches. And now you can go to that river, and can't catch now.
Well, what those little worms, caterpillars like? Were they little caterpillars on the trees and they fell down? And
they favor caterpillars, but yeah. They are oak tree, oak worms.
And they smell sweet?
Smell sweet.
And you, sure what, do. You'd use them as?
They're tough worms, kind of.
Uh-huh.
But they about that long. And got a lighter streak to the blue. They're green, but they got a light streak up the back. Huh. And they be on the oak trees in the first of the fall, like long nine later on. But long nine, you can hit on the oak tree all you want. You don't see
nothing.
Don't see nothing. The well, birds done hit them.
Oh. Well, what would you use them for? Smell or?
Wouldn't do nothing but use them for fishing.
Fishing.
That's all.
Oh, okay. And the fish might have liked the smell.
The fish must have liked it. Mm-hmm. Because the people used to show catch them with them.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, Lucretia,